All right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And this is my first episode back, first one of the new year. It's January 25th. I'm recording this. I got my butt kicked with COVID a few weeks ago, but I'm back, energized and ready to go. So I wanted to share something with you today. And today I want to talk about confidence. And I wrote something. I'm going to read it to you. It's a post that I put on LinkedIn. And if you don't connect with me on LinkedIn, or you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, please do. And it says, "Your confidence is everything. Show me somebody with low confidence, and I will show you somebody that you can beat virtually every time." A few months ago, I was coaching somebody in enterprise sales for a big company. He had been doing it for years, but this was a down year. So he's selling to the big companies out there. He was down on himself. He was thinking poorly, and he was thinking that he was beat. Because he was thinking poorly, he actually was beat. So do you think he could actually make sales in this state of being down on himself? Or is he going to come across weak, lacking passion, as somebody who's coming from a place of scarcity? Exactly. And you know what? His results matched his confidence level. So I always say, my game is always about recharging people's energy, giving them the tools, strategies, and tactics to get them out of their own way and moving towards what they want and what lights them up. Without confidence, nothing is possible. So where's your current confidence level at? What are you doing daily to increase your confidence level? Be honest with yourself. That's the first step to getting it back. So, you know, we're in such an interesting time because, you know, there's so many situations and, you know, dialogues going on where our confidence could be hijacked and people could take it from us if we allow them to. And I would say, when you're feeling down, low energy, beat up, you know, maybe you didn't get the deal, the sale didn't go through, you didn't get the promotion, whatever it may be, it's very easy to get down on yourself. It's very easy to get frustrated. And in that state, I want to let you know, you are at your most vulnerable position. It's a dangerous place to be. So we work hard to avoid being in that state. It's dangerous because, you know, you hear something and it triggers something inside of you. And now next thing you know, you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do. And that thing is actually a negative and not a positive. You may start to surround yourself with people that you normally wouldn't surround yourself with, and they're negative people in terms of how they go about their business. They character-wise may not align with you, right? Next thing you know, you're on YouTube and you're starting to, you know, Google all YouTube, all these things, and you're learning from people that are more manipulative than actually caring about your progression forward. So now you can also come across some good people too, but the truth is, oftentimes when we are at our lowest levels of confidence, there is a potential danger and hazard there for us. So every day you got to ask yourself, hey, where does my confidence stand right now? And I love to use a 1 to 10 scale. 10, super confident. 1, not confident at all. 5's not an answer. So where do you sit right now if you were to grade yourself on a confidence scale? And you should be above 5 all the time, all the time. If you let yourself sink above 5, you're moving into a danger zone. And oftentimes we sink below 5 when we attach to an outcome or a deal that didn't go through, or a negative conversation, and we hammer ourselves, or, you know, we're teaching or presenting or whatever it may be, you know, leading a meeting, and maybe it went fine, but we are so down on ourselves from other things that we see it as a very poor performance, and we hammer ourselves again. So the root cause of a lot of negative confidence or poor confidence or sub 5 confidence is us beating ourselves up. And we don't have to, right? And a lot of that happens when we are working so hard to be perfect. But perfect is an illusion, and perfect is in our own mind. It's amazing, you know, how many times we feel like we weren't perfect, but the crowd was very, very pleased with what it is that we did, or we thought we sucked on that interview and we rocked it and we got the job, right? Or we got the promotion, or we got whatever it may be. So be real with yourself and truly say, hey, am I hammering myself because I'm hard on myself always? or was I just really bad? Right. And even if you did perform poorly, it doesn't give you a right to hammer yourself and to crush yourself, because in that process, where are you going? You're going sub five, and your confidence level when it's sub five, like I said, it puts you in a danger zone. It puts you in a very vulnerable position that you shouldn't be in. And the gentleman I was speaking of in the enterprise sales position, I had a first call with him. He says, "Coach, I need coaching." And he was down and he was out. And I said, there's no way this guy with this spirit and this attitude can get to where he wants to go unless he changes his attitude by seeing himself as victorious and seeing himself different. But until he sees himself as a winner and a champion and different, how could he possibly be the salesperson or that sales champion that he wants to be? He can't. So what does he do? He'll fight every day, but he'll stay the same because he's unwilling to elevate himself above his current circumstances. And until you're ready to do that, you're in trouble. Nothing's going to work for you. You're going to be seeking. You're going to be searching. It's like I see people when they burn out, first thing they do, they start meditating and they do all these different things, but they never address the root cause of the burnout. And they do all these things and they say, "I think I'm getting better." And a few weeks later, they're right back where they were. Confidence, folks, is everything. You got to believe in yourself. You got to know that you have the capabilities to do amazing things, but you have to activate that inside of you, right? You have to bring that inner champion, I always say, to life. When I talk to companies, when I talk to teams, when I coach individuals, we got to bring that inner champion to life. Some days you wake up, you feel like shit. That's the truth. Bring the champion to life. Other days you feel like a champion, attack harder that day. But do not let yourself fall sub five. Don't let the opinions, the attitudes of others, the dialogues that you have with others bring you sub five. Don't give them that much power over you. Don't allow other people to dominate you. We talk on this show about dominance. You are the dominator. And you become the dominator when your confidence is five plus, six plus, seven plus. Think about it. What takes your confidence? Who takes your confidence? And who are you giving it to, and what are you giving it away to? Got to think about that. Confidence is everything. Without it, you can't sell. Without it, you can't play baseball, sports, you know, right? You're not going to be in that alpha position. Do not give your confidence away. It's precious. Hold on to it. And when we talk about habits, again, I wrote that book, right? Habits of a Champion. And my new book, I'll show you here for those of you that are watching, Habits of a Champion Team. It's all about confidence. Confident teams win. Confident people win. Get your confidence up. Take it very, 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 very seriously. That's what I have for you today. That's my message. Confidence up. Confidence up. Confidence up. Believe in yourself. You're a champion. This is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show. And if you did, head on over to danacavalier.com and join our newsletter, right? Our Champions newsletter. It comes out every day, Monday through Friday. I hit you with a little something every day. Short read, nothing crazy. We can get my book, Habits of a Champion Team, or Habits of a Champion. Habits of a Champion, they're both on Amazon. So thank you for coming today. My first show back. We're breaking it back in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll talk to you guys real soon next week. I'll talk to you. Coach Dana Cavalier, see ya.